Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 16th of March, and I'm recording at 9 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, let's start with a stock market review here today. Some interesting developments. Taking the Asia Pacific region first, it was mixed. A little breather by Japan, barely changed in here, down just the tiniest of fractions. But the big development, the exciting issue here, is what China did. The Shanghai Composite Index hit a new recovery high. That was up over 2.25%. Shenzhen Composite up over 3%. And we had decent rallies by the Hang Seng Index and also the China Hong Kong China Enterprise Index. They came up off their overextended little short-term sell-offs and have shown recovery in and now showing recovery potential. Elsewhere, we had a little almost barely changed, and that includes India, just drifted a tiny bit lower in here today. So uneventful. Well, maybe Thailand is an exception. That was down one. That is an exception. That was down 1.69%. Okay, the European indices were all considerably stronger. Just a barnstorming game by the German DAX index that was up 2.25%. The Euro Stoxx 50 was up 1.38%. The UK, which has been held back by commodities, and of course it's not in the Eurozone, and so it's not getting that QE, but it's up over 0.9%. Switzerland also up almost as much. So they were all higher. In the Americas, Wall Street had a very good day in here, up 1.29% for the Dow, up 1.35 for the S&P 500, and 1.19% for the NASDAQ Composite Index. Now, Wall Street, really, it's been a story of a little more, well, one day up and one day down for the most part. And though we were seeing some bigger downward dynamics than upward dynamics until the last few days, I think last Thursday and in here today, these are good moves that we are actually seeing, and we have had some mean reversion by those indices. But in terms of overall gains, we've got just Wall Street just marginally to the plus column for this year so far. The S&P is up just over 1%, the Dow less than that. And the NASDAQ Composite, though, is a clear leader here. That's up just over 4%. Big decline for Canada, down 7.61. That's resources. The resources sector is just dead in the water here. Mexico down 2.36. Brazil, poor old Brazil, down 20.34%. Now these are all in U.S. dollar terms. The European markets outperforming Wall Street for the most part. The German DAX is now up 8.41% on the year. In the Asia Pacific region, Japan, the Nikkei is up similarly 8.74% in US dollars on the year. The TOPIX index up over 9%. So those are very good gains. The Shanghai Composite has come roaring back. It's now up 5.66% again in US dollars. And India still respectable, up over 4%, nearly 5% for the Nifty 50. Respectable for, let's see, Well, no, that's those are the big winners in there. Okay, so what about bond markets here? And they just remain soft for the most part. U.S. 10-year treasuries, despite these big gains in here today, they are doing nothing here. They're hovering around this little over this 2% level, but closed today at 2.07%. That's the 10-year. We can partially explain that by saying that things are a whole lot cheaper on the continent and in Japan with those bonds. And the Japanese, there is an article today, the Japanese are going to are shifting a very substantial amount of money towards U.S. treasuries. I'm not sure that's the greatest idea in the world, but that's what the article said they were doing. Now, in terms of currencies, which have been such a volatile sector relative to what they normally are, well, the U.S. dollar index, that's down a bit in here today. That's back below the 100 level. It's back down to 99.703. You know, we were seeing new highs last week. Or I should say, new recovery highs. Now, we have the euro a little firmer, 1.0574, 1.0574. Sterling, tad firmer, 1.4831. Same with the Australian dollar, 0.7645. I didn't look at the Indian rupee here today. I should just check that, and we'll do so. It's come down a little bit, so it had tested 63 on Friday, and again here today, and ended here at 62.8125. That's against the U.S. dollar. And basically, it's just within that 61.5 to 63 range, but it has been firmer this month. But this again, no really big move there overall. The resources currencies remain, resources producing country currencies remain extremely weak, and it doesn't look like that's going to change anytime soon. Now, going into the commodity markets, the palladium market, again, that's weaker today. It's seen another failed upward break this month, and it's fallen back to 779. Is Russia selling? They sell a lot of palladium and platinum. They were holding off for a while there, but platinum is continuing to hit new reaction lows in here, and it's at $1,106 and a little bit of change. Gold getting back down towards its lows in here at 1,154. And did I give silver? No, I didn't. That was a little firmer, $15.62. Now, I've described these as being sort of playthings here with some of the big trading houses. They would beat them down, and then you'd get an explosive move to the upside, and that would suck in a few more people, and then they'd beat them down again. I think it's well worth giving the sector a miss at this stage. I know a few people taking a long-term view are gradually nibbling, and I certainly don't think they're doing that with futures, or I hope not, because it'd be a costly exercise, unless they're very, very good at buying after the sharp sell-offs and lightning on the rallies. But excuse me, the point is, there's too much competition. People haven't given up on bond markets, and they certainly haven't given up on stock markets. And those who have given up on stock markets are the biggest bears, and that's not for the first time that we've heard that. So, what do I think of these stock markets overall? Well, I think that again, Wall Street's got a problem with the strong U.S. dollar, and also on valuations, it's on the higher side generally. But things like its healthcare and biotech indices have just been running riot for some time. But the general market is soft, and U.S. exporters are certainly feeling the pressure of this very, very strong U.S. dollar. Europe is extremely attractive because of the QE. So is Japan. And I think that Europe has been doing even better than Japan here recently because the QE was more of a surprise and is much more recent. It only started this month, whereas in Japan it's been going on for a while. But I think both those markets are likely to remain in form, and so they should. Don't fight the central banks. It's a very good old adage, and an awful lot of people are fighting the central banks. Okay, anything else to mention? I haven't mentioned the agricultural commodities. Mixed is the bottom line here. Soybeans and corn a fraction lower. Wheat a little higher in here. Cocoa a little lower. Sugar a little firmer. Coffee is definitely firmer in here today. And lumber, that's lower here today. Again, these commodity indices, the whole commodity sector really just has a bearish feel about it. Industrial metals not doing at all well, as you know. And that's pretty much it here today. So, all the best to all of our subscribers.